Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. and South Korean defense officials discussing possible military action against North Korea test-fired a ballistic missile that some analysts believe could reach the continental United States. China also has condemned that. The missile splashed down approximately 160 kilometers west of Japan's second-largest island of Hokkaido. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe speaking here through an interpreter.
I received a report that North Korea fired a ballistic missile once again. There is a possibility it landed in Japan's economic exclusive zone. We will analyze this immediately and take every precaution for the safety of Japanese nationals. We also plan to hold a National Security Council.
Abe said the launch was a serious and real threat to his country's security. White House statement released shortly after the launch called the North's missile test a reckless and dangerous action, which will further isolate the country. White House says President Trump approves Congress's new sanctions against Russia, and he intends to sign the bill. Trump administration had opposed the sanctions aimed at punishing Russia for allegedly interfering for last year's U.S. presidential election. Russia has already responded to the sanctions with new measures targeting U.S. missions in the country. White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus has been replaced with retired General John Kelly, who has been running the Department of Homeland Security. President Trump praised Priebus as a good man. He had been increasingly sidelined in recent weeks by Mr. Trump and was referred to publicly this week by the new White House Communications Director as a paranoid schizophrenic. This is VOA News.